You are listening to Digging In Podcast, presented by Rooted Wealth Advisors.
Welcome back to another episode of the Digging In Podcast. I'm your host, Kincho Kelly, helping you get those questions answered to and through retirement. Today, I am joined by the esteemed events director of Rooted Wealth Advisors, the creator of all things experience, Miss Jacqueline Walter.
Good morning. That was quite the introduction. I was not prepared.
You know what? I pride myself on these introductions, and I felt like I even undersold you a little bit.
Man, I'm just going to wait for the next one.
I know.
I get to listen to all the intros running in the front of the office, and you just come up with some great things.
Bigger and better all the time. Hey, I'm glad you're here today. Your smiling face and attitude always permeates through the Bourbon A office or the Denver office or the Champagne up wherever you're working, wherever we have events. Glad to see you. Glad that you're back here. And, I got a weird question to start today's podcast.
Oh boy. I'm ready for it.
All right. Tell me about your favorite family vacation growing up.
Oh, family vacation. So that's a little bit hard for me because I grew up in South Central Texas. So our extended family was all up here. It was just us down there. So usually our vacations were always coming up to this area, actually, to hang out with family, usually in the summertime, been to a lot of county fairs, those kinds of things. But when I was probably 12 or 13, we took a family vacation with my mom's college best friend's family, and we rented a condo on Myrtle Beach. And that was the most fun I think we've ever had. We felt like we were living large. We were drinking mocktails. We were on the beach. We were doing all the crafty things, swimming in the pool. And that was just the coolest time. And I will never forget that.
Why does it stick out in your head so much?
Well, likely because we didn't have many.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we felt like we were top tier. Mm-hmm. We were the VIPs. We were in a condo. They were bringing drinks to us poolside.
Oh, big time.
And we had just never experienced anything like that before.
Right. I think my favorite family vacation growing up, so my dad was a corn breeder. So he traveled a lot for work over the Midwest. But then in the winter time, so December, January, he was in charge of the winter nursery in Hawaii. So he would go work in Hawaii for 3 weeks every January. My mom always used to joke, that's when we'd get the biggest snows, all that fun stuff. But 1 year for Christmas, our family Christmas present was we got to join him in Hawaii after he was done working for a week. And so we had traveled, seen family, stuff like that, but we had never done anything like that. And so like a 9-hour plane ride to Hawaii, I remember passing over the California coast and my mom going, look, we should be almost there because there's the edge of California. It's like, and the pilot's like, we have another 4.5 hours to go. And it's like, oh my goodness. It was so many episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond on that plane. But I remember.
You're dating yourself.
I know. I'm old. But I remember going to the volcano, the beach, like just, I fell asleep on the beach on the day we got there and like sunburned half my face. And I spent the week trying to even out my sunburn. But it was just such a memorable experience, right? Surrounded by family, doing things we wouldn't normally do. So my correlation here for the events and experience leader of Rooted Wealth Advisors is, when's the last time a realtor or a banker or a dentist gave you a memorable experience that you still are hanging on to?
In a good fashion? It's been a while. It's been a while. I can think of lots of horror stories.
I mean, you do talk fondly about your chiropractor.
Oh, but I love her. I saw her this morning.
but I don't think that they're after quite the experience level that we are. The only thing that I can really come up with is in Des Moines, when we were selling our house, the great real estate agent and company, and they host They host like a pizza buffet dinner or like an ice cream social, and they invite all their clients. So, I mean, if you're looking to buy a house in the Des Moines metro area, Penny Carroll and Associates, that's a free plug right there. But just trying to think of other like services that we use in our daily lives that try and provide experiences, and I can't come up with many.
Neither can I, now that I think about it. I mean, church is probably the only one that I quickly can assign a core memory to. And I think that's what we chase here, is core memories and experiences that we can have together with our clients and with our guests.
And that's exactly what I was getting at. We had a client stop in just this past week. She's still talking about your casino night.
So are we. It was such a good time. If you missed it, you want to be a part of our ambassador program, because we have three coming this year, not just the one casino night that we did last year that was top tier, black tie, gold tier for sure. And this year, the fact that we get to have three in our different core states that we operate in is huge.
It's really cool. It's a huge testament to Zach, Michael, the leadership team, on where they see the firm going and what they want to provide for clients. Can you just speak to that, about how our views of experiences have changed, even just in the year plus that you've been here?
So you can have an event. You can do something fun. We can plan some sort of an activity that we hope people will want to attend and come to. And then you can dial it up. And that's always the goal. That's always, I think, what we're looking to do in everything that we do here. We always want to push to the next level and bring up the heat in whatever we're doing. And so elevating those experiences just in little ways is really what I'm after. We can take any kind of an activity, and I want to figure out how we can make it top tier. So if we're going to have an ice cream social, I want to figure out how to make that an experience and a core memory that we're not going to forget. You know, do we have marble slabs? Do we have dry ice? What can we do to just level that up and turn up the dial so that people are excited? They keep talking about it afterwards. They want to bring their friends and their family, and we are a stay in their lives. We're not only managing their finances and helping them live their retirement dreams, but we are their friends and their family as well.
And when some of those little details of an event, when they mean so much to people, I know people that took their hand-carved name plates that you got made for the casino night, and they're using them as Christmas ornaments, right? Because they want to remember the event, and they want to remember all the feelings and everything there. That is so cool when just those little details just tend to like put it over the edge and just make it that much more of an experience. So talk about what we've got coming up for this year, because I know some people are excited. It's not just bowling. We're not just going bowling.
No.
Talk about some of the events we have coming up, because I know clients are talking about them and we're trying to spread the word about them. And then talk about how people can get invited.
Sure. So actually, just last week, we had an event in Champaign-Urbana at the University of Illinois. We had a VIP tour of Memorial Stadium and the football training facilities. It was really cool. And talk about trying to level up an event. We're already getting a VIP tour, so that's cool. But what are the details that can level it up? We had an appearance from the drumline of the marching band. We had current players that came and did a meet and greet. Our tour guide actually was a captain on the Rose Bowl team in 08, I believe.
Shout out Kevin Mitchell.
Yes. Thank you, Kevin. You are fantastic. And we got to see places that you would never get to see. Places that they don't show when they're recruiting for players coming out of high school. And just to be able to do that, to have autograph cards, to get U of I stickers, for our Rooted logo to be everywhere on the scoreboard as you are coming into the stadium, all of those things just dial it up. People loved it. I loved it. We definitely got our steps in that day. We were tired, But it was incredible. So that was super fun. We just did that. We're going to Bloomington next month. We have a custom farm to table dinner experience at Epiphany Farms, a custom menu from the chef that I'm very excited about. And then we're going up the street to their Community Players Theater to see Young Frankenstein. Hysterical show. One of your favorites, I know.
One of my favorite Mel Brooks movies. And I am a sucker for Mel Brooks movies.
Well, I'm just excited that your wife and I got to go and vet the restaurant and a show. We got to see what the talent was like. And we just had such a great time on our own. And getting to bring clients and their guests to that, I'm really excited for. And then we have things I can't open, you know, the entire bag of tricks. But we have experiences coming to the Chicago area, to Denver for our Nashville clients. We just have really cool experiences on deck for all year long on top of our ambassador experiences that we're doing.
And the ambassador experiences, those are the big ones. Those are
they're real big.
Those are the big dogs. So a few years ago, right, we started this off with an invitation to, if you'd ever referred somebody to a Cubs and Cards game, we rented out the porch at Wrigley Field, took some buses up there. Great time. It was actually my first experience with Rooted clients, Rooted family. So got to know people from that trip. And then the next year we did fine dining and a Broadway show. So we went up to McCormick and Schmick's in Chicago and then saw Wicked on Broadway.
You did that like 3 weeks before I started.
I know.
So salty that I missed it.
Zach was actually complaining about how close he sat. His feet were like on the orchestra pit and he could feel everything. And I was like, Zach, you can't complain about front row seats to Wicked. That's not something we complain about. It was in jest though. So we had some really cool access there. And then the Casino Royale night that we threw from scratch in Champaign, bussed clients in from all over, had a fantastic dining experience. The casino group was amazing. The DJ had it going off. It was a fun time all around. So this year we've decided to expand on that. And instead of having just one event that we funnel people to, because we're across multiple states now in Colorado, we're down in Tennessee and Nashville, to have a different ambassador event in each territory. This year is probably more crazy than most, the logistics of it, the planning of it. But talk about what we've got on deck for these ambassador experiences.
I'm so excited. So for our Illinois area folks that qualify, we are going to the Windy City Smokeout. So we have VIP cabanas it's a country music festival with some of the top elite barbecue masters, pit masters coming in. There will be food, there will be drinks, incredible music. The headliners are still being announced. The lineup's being announced. The headliners are amazing. And we have those VIP cabanas, special entrance, special access. There will be lots of fun swag. And it's just going to be a big party. I'm excited.
For 2 days.
2 days.
We got 2 days of a 4-day music festival with some VIP access that's going to be really cool. I know we've been talking about some swag and some different things that we're doing for that. I mean, you had me at barbecue.
You and me both.
I mean,
you had
me at barbecue, so I didn't need much more. But hearing some of the names that are going to be performing over this is incredible. I can't wait to be a part of it. I know some of our clients are using it as an excuse to get new cowboy boots. So, man, I might have to step up my game, but it is going to be exciting. That event is happening in July. But what else do we have on deck?
Well, I'm trying to think. We'll go in chronological order. So in August, we have tickets to the BMW Championship in Castle Rock, Colorado. It is the penultimate championship round for the PGA.
I did not have penultimate on my bingo card for you to say today. Man, that's a $2 word right there.
Is it the top 25 golfers?
So it's the top 50. It's the second to last event on the stop for the year. So they're whittling the field down. Top 50 players left. Castle Rock is beautiful. If you haven't been out there, it is south of Denver. We've eaten out there a few times at La Loma. Shout out to them. That's a legit Mexican restaurant in Castle Rock. But It should be a great time. There's big names on the PGA. I know the season's just really getting underway, but there should be some. We have suites in a box. Like, it is going to be a really fun time. Even if you don't enjoy golf, just the experience of being there during a tournament. I know people, bad golf gets a bad rap because people put it on Sunday afternoons to take a nap or something like that, like dad mode. But man, this tournament is set to be electric for sure.
I'm excited. And my dad is not one to nap. My mom cannot stop talking about that event and how she can qualify and get there. She's ready to go.
Come on, Mama Rose. Let's get out there to Castle Rock and have a good time. And the last one might be the most formal event of the calendar year for the Ambassadors, but is set to be a, how should we say, star-studded event?
Absolutely. In November, for our Nashville area folks, we are going to the CMAs. I'm very excited. The CMA Awards Ceremony. I know the CMAs is an entire event with lots of festivals and shows, but we have tickets to the awards ceremony surrounded by stars in the room of all of the folks that you want to be with.
That event is live on national TV. There aren't too many live televised events anymore, but I know it's the who's who of Nashville. It's the who's who of the music industry in general, because in the past few years, it hasn't just been music artists. It's been other artists making appearances. They do tributes to people who've passed away or have contributed. They do their own songs. They do songs together.
Right. Well, and it's not just country music. No. It is the Country Music Awards. Yeah. But there are not just country artists in attendance.
Yeah. And so we're talking Black Tie Affair. We're talking possible after party. It should be certainly a night to remember. JQ, how can I get on the list for these events?
Well, good news. You do not have to be a current client of Rooted Wealth Advisors to qualify for any of the events. If you have a friend or a family or anyone that you think could benefit from sitting down with our advisors, talking about retirement, talking about if they're young, getting started saving for their retirement, they just have to come and have a seat in that first initial visit with our advisor and you qualify. It's as easy as that.
But wait, there's more. That's what it feels like, right? Because yeah, like, it's so easy. It feels like, you know, there should be more to it, but you don't have to be a client. And you really just have to make an introduction, right? And they just have to come in for a visit. It's really that easy. We always say, you know, we get second opinions on our health all the time. Why not get a second opinion on your wealth? And then something that I've heard Zach and Michael say over and over and over, if other people are important to you, they're important to us. That is the kind of business that we want to run, a relationship business where it is not just transactional. It's not, you know, I hate using this term. It's not like a bank, right? You don't just show up and deposit, withdraw, get your sucker, and you're on your way, right?
Well, and those who are our clients already know that initial visit is no pressure. You're not being held to put, you know, to sign anything, to do business with us. It really is just getting to know you and bringing as much value as we can. And so there's no catch. And that doesn't happen very often. The catch is you get to qualify and come to our events.
I want to go to all these events, JQ. I want to go too. To all these events.
I do too. Isn't that the point, though?
I think that
you
is the point,
create
right?
Experiences and events that everybody wants to attend.
Yeah, just to you know, put a bow on it, right? We led off with our favorite family vacations growing up. These are set to be some super memorable experiences that, as we look around the industry, and I've been in the industry, I've been in I don't know how many other advisors' offices, nobody's doing events like this. This is above, beyond. This is putting our money where our mouth is, that we are truly committed to showing up for people in a different way than you've ever seen a financial advisor show up before.
Providing core memories. I want to have core memories with you, with our clients, with their friends. That's what I want.
And for clients to still be talking about it months later, like, you know, you did something right. So pat yourself on the back there. I will too.
No pressure to keep it up.
Right? Right? It just keeps, we just keep raising the bar. It just keeps getting funner and funner. And it's super excited to be a part of it. That will do it for us today, unless you have anything else to add. All right. All right. If you want to talk to Jacqueline and find out more information about our Rooted Ambassador program, or if you have somebody to refer, call our office, talk with JQ, get them on the books, and we'll make sure you get a copy of Zach's new Amazon bestseller, Deep Roots. So call that office, 815-918-4727, and tell them you heard about them from the Digging In podcast. Until next time, keep digging in.
This was Digging In Podcast, presented by Rooted Wealth Advisors.